USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Talked about domestic enemies? Rhetoric unbecoming of a president of the United States.
The Senate Minority Leader taking to the Senate floor to slam President Biden's speech in Georgia on voting rights. Biden is pushing a majority of Democrats to lift the Senate filibuster to pass two voting rights bills. McConnell also accuses Democrats of being hysterical about new election laws.
The smallest majority we've ever seen in our politics is trying to change the rules for how people get elected in every single state.
The Biden administration putting a positive spin on the record inflation number that came out earlier on Wednesday by saying that the consumer price index also showed gas and food prices are falling. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The new year hasn't stopped ongoing food shortages. Shortages at grocery stores and empty shelves across the country continue. This as coronavirus cases continue to surge and winter storms have piled on the supply chain struggles and labor shortages. The hashtag #EmptyShelvesBiden also trending on Twitter on Tuesday. There's growing talk about potential terrorists being caught at the Texas border with Mexico. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham bringing it up this week at a Judiciary Committee hearing.
We've had dozens of people on the terrorist watch list come across the southern border.
This as our crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Graham saying it's just a matter of time before someone on the terror watch list makes it across the border into Texas without being caught.
International terrorists are going to come here and kill a lot of Americans if we don't change policy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
While some inner-city schools head back to the classroom, others will have to wait.
While Chicago students will see the inside of a classroom on Wednesday, students in Detroit's public schools could return to their classrooms in 2 weeks. The district says in-person classes are expected to resume by January 24th or 31st. At the latest, the district switched all schools to virtual learning last week due to increasing COVID-19 cases and the city's poor vaccination rate. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
After pledging to be politically neutral, NASCAR has announced a partnership with the Carolinas LGBTQ plus Chamber of Commerce. In announcing the partnership, NASCAR tweeted out the company's logo in rainbow colors. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona solicited the National School Board Association to send out its much-criticized letter to the Department of Justice calling for counterterrorism methods against protecting parents. Using a Freedom of Information Act request, the group Parents Defending Education obtained emails between Cardona and the NSBA, which indicate that Cardona was much more involved than previously known. For more news, always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.